The triple bottom line, or TBL concept, emphasizes that businesses should not solely measure their success based on financial performance. Instead, they should also consider their social and environmental impacts. Triple bottom line encompasses three dimensions: profit, people, and planet. Dynamic capabilities, which allow firms to adapt to rapid environmental changes, have been linked to improved sustainability performance. While previous studies have separately explored TBL initiatives and dynamic abilities, this research aims to investigate their simultaneous impact on B2B firms' sustainability performance post-COVID-19. Drawing on the dynamic capability view and the TBL theory, a conceptual model was validated using data from 377 manufacturing and service-oriented firms. Let me now offer you a rundown on the fundamental construct of the study. First, the dynamic capabilities. These refer to a firm's ability to adapt, integrate, and reconfigure internal-external competencies in response to changing environments. The TBL approach emphasizes that firms should measure not only financial performance, but also social and environmental impact. In the COVID-19 context, during and after the pandemic, businesses faced turbulence and uncertainty. They sought external opportunities while integrating them with internal resources to uphold societal and environmental responsibilities. Firms' sensing and seizing and reconfiguring capabilities can enhance financial performance by developing environmental and social initiatives, ultimately improving sustainability. So in the broader context, these dynamic capabilities also extend to innovation, sustainability, and human resource management. Now, the research questions are broadly as follows. The first research question was, what are the antecedents and consequences of a firm's triple bottom line performance from the perspective of dynamic capabilities and sustainability? The second research question was, can dynamic capabilities impact the triple bottom line performance of a firm involved in B2B activities in the post-COVID-19 pandemic period? So the hypothesis development was based upon the sensing capability, the seizing capability, and the reconfiguring capability of the firm. The sensing capability refers to a firm's ability to effectively identify, develop, and assess suitable opportunities during and after the apocalyptic situations like the COVID-19 pandemic. It involves recognizing business needs and responding appropriately. The seizing capability is conceptualized as a firm's capacity to mobilize its assets, redesign its business model, and identify business opportunities for enhanced sustainability performance. The reconfiguring capability is the firm's ability to recombine and reconfigure their assets and structure. This enables them to align internal processes with seized external opportunities, facilitating effective reactions, innovation, and responses in volatile market environments. For validating the hypothesis and the conceptual model, the PLS-SEM, or partial least squares structural equation modeling, was used. The present study has formulated 15 hypotheses, out of which two hypotheses were not statistically significant and therefore not supported. The study identified that in a B2B context after the pandemic, dynamic capabilities play a very crucial role. They influence both innovation abilities and sustainability performance. Finally, I would like to highlight the significant contribution of this article in the form of effective recommendations for sustainable management in a B2B firm. One is to assess financial resources. So top management should evaluate whether sustainability-related initiatives have sufficient financial backing. Second is the CSR impact, to consider whether CSR initiatives positively affect organizations' reputation and social standing. The third is employee engagement, to create an environment where employees are willingly to participate in environment-related initiatives. And the fourth is dynamic capabilities. Sensing and seizing capabilities significantly enhance B2B marketeer firms' environmental, social, and economic performance. So in summary, in the context of B2B firms post-pandemic, this study emphasizes the importance of dynamic capabilities, especially sensing, seizing, and reconfiguring abilities. By enhancing these capabilities, firms can positively impact their sustainability performance.